This is your Paragon News update for October 21st, 2021. It's all brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atha. A Custer County judge denied a murder suspect's motion to dismiss evidence during a motion hearing held last Friday. According to court records, 38-year-old Dennis Ray Rigsby Jr. of Oklahoma City filed a petition to dismiss evidence from body camera footage during his arrest and informing the jury that any evidence used is for interpretation reasons only. Rigsby is facing a charge of first-degree murder, deliberate intent, after being accused of killing his mother in June of 2020 at an I-40 convenience store east of Clinton. According to the filing, Rigsby claimed that he pleaded the Fifth Amendment, stating that the footage on an officer's body camera cannot be submitted as evidence and used against him in the upcoming murder trial. A judge, however, denied the motion, saying the statements made by Rigsby on the footage are admissible. The judge went on to say, in part, that Rigsby's statements were spontaneously uttered and not given in response to questioning by law enforcement. Court documents also revealed that statements given to an agent with the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation by Rigsby are also admissible for the same reasons. A jury trial has been scheduled in Custer County District Court for November 15th. Southwestern Oklahoma State University announced that the university will continue their COVID vaccination clinic on the two remaining Fridays in October. School officials also announced that the flu vaccine will be offered at the clinics as well. According to a press release, the clinics will be held from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. inside the Pioneer Sailor Event Center on the Weatherford campus, and that the vaccines are free and open to everyone. Nobody will be required to receive any of the COVID vaccines. Appointments are preferred and can be made by calling 580-774-3025. Walk-ins are accepted at the clinics. The FDA authorized and the CDC has approved the use of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine to be administered as boosters at least 6 months after completion of the primary vaccine series. In addition, Swazoo continues to offer the first two doses of all three vaccines for Pfizer, Moderna, and the J&J. In state news, an odd death in northeast Oklahoma. Oklahoma News Network's Brian Gann has that.
A missing child found dead in Creek County may have been the victim of an animal attack. Authorities say the boy's parents reported him missing last night after he wandered away from his home. His body was later discovered near Kiefer. Deputies confirmed the child had been mauled by an animal but did not release his cause of death. I'm Brian Gann.
Once again, your Paragon News update for October 21st, 2021 was brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atha.
You know, 30 minutes with Mickey Lively could save your business a lot of money.
In regards to making the change from a traditional commercial policy to a business owner's policy,
as a business owner, and if someone's in thinking in their head, how do I know if this fits me? Just give us a call. You're talking about a 20-30 minute appointment. If we had your deck sheets, we could look at that. People that own businesses, I know they're busy during the day. They can't close their business to meet with me. I get that. I will meet with anybody, anytime. You know, a 30-minute meeting is more than enough time for us to get the information that we need to take that back, plug it into our system, and get something in your hands pretty quick. I'm Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County, and my job is to protect your business. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.